K-State Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer, your host, for another edition of the Purple Project Podcast Daily Edition, coming at you on, I'm recording this on this late Thursday afternoon here as I'm getting prepped for a recording of episode 128 of the Purple Project Podcast Weekly. A couple hours ahead of that, and when this podcast does come out Saturday morning, we should know the fate of K-State soccer. All that will be on the weekly and plenty more, mainly football on that edition coming up. But right now, we're talking Big 12, what's going on around the Big 12 as far as football is concerned. Obviously, business to take care of. Big mountain to climb here with our game 2:30 on. If you're not going to be here at Bill Steiner Family Stadium, Fox has the game 2:30, Oklahoma State, number 9 in the country, taking on Oklahoma State, number 9, taking on K-State, number 22 in the AP poll. Look, this is it for K-State. Let's just go right to it real quick. Me and Oz will take a deeper dive in this on this weekend's edition, which, oh, by the way, by the time this comes out, should be already out. Schedule will be for tomorrow evening. But yeah, K-State, this is it. If you're going to be competing for any shot at getting to Arlington, you got to win this game. I know I'm going to say it on the weekly edition, speaking to future existence. Must win time for K-State, Chris Lemon. You're at home in front of your 50,000 plus at Bill Steiner Family Stadium. I will be there, part of that. On Saturday afternoon, it's time to get it done. And the last time we had Oklahoma State here, we know what happened. So I'm not going to go down that road right now. But after last week's blowing an 18-point lead, yes, we saw a whole bunch of cards go down, injuries and whatnot, but we still blew a lead. And you take injuries out of the equation, that just can't happen. It just cannot happen. That's a big missed opportunity there, and TCU again gets away for a second week, gets away with another slow start and comes back and win that ball game. And so your K-State, you gotta be scrappy, claw, do what you need to do to win this ball game. I know this is not the last time I'm probably gonna say it this week on this podcast, but for K-State to stay in this thing, they have to win this game. Texas, I think, already has 2 losses in the conference. Yeah, lost to Tech, I believe, there as well. Texas is off this week. So, this is a big game right here for both teams. I think you lose. I think there's just too many dominoes. Way too many dominoes for K-State to overcome. And especially with Texas coming here next week, for whatever reason, I've been feeling again, oh gosh, 2020 all over again with the whole 200 yards rushing on the ground between the Texas running backs, and you got Bijan Robinson coming in here next week. I'm not afraid of this Oklahoma State team. I echo the same sentiments of the rest of the K-State media out there and some of the fans around here as well. So K-State, whoever starts that quarterback, Colin Klein spoke to the media earlier this afternoon, and he does not have a starter yet. So we're going to know who's going to be trotting out there. So the first offensive series of the game come Saturday when y'all listen to this, it'll be game day. So definitely we'll have to see what happens there. No doubt with what's still ahead on the schedule. No easy games, no easy hurdles to be jumping over hoops. This is it. This is the must-win game of the year for K-State. For any opportunity to have any hopes of going to Arlington, this is for a chance for K-State, even with all being beat up and everything, blowing an 18-point lead and everything else, a still an opportunity to grab hold of that second spot. So you lose this game, it all goes out the window. I don't care who you are or whatnot. So any hope left, they got to fight. They got to come home and fight. They cannot just lay down and whatnot. So huge game here in Manhattan. A lot more, a ton more coverage on TCU. What the hell happened at TCU? And what does K-State need to do to knock off, upset Oklahoma State? We'll have, me and Alex will have total coverage of that on this week's weekly edition. And when you hear this, when this comes out, it should be out wherever you get your podcast. Oh, quick look around the rest of the Big 12 here on week 9 of the slate. Two 11 o'clock games, including the team that we lost to last week, 7th-ranked TCU, going up to West Virginia. And remember, the last time West Virginia was at home, upset Baylor. Yeah, this team, this TCU team, I know I had a crossover with Stephen Simcox of TCU Locked On Horned Frogs. You you missed out on that. It's up on a feed as well. We didn't. I did not schedule anything this week because of what's going on this in my end this weekend. So I did not have time to schedule one there. But in my opinion, what I've seen the last 2 weeks, this TCU team has got a lot of breaks. Yes, you know, they dug themselves out of a hole, but they caught a lot of breaks as well. A lot of holding calls missed, things like that. This is upset city right here, baby. For what it is right here, West Virginia, tough place to play right there. And you just don't know which West Virginia team is going to show up over there. 11 o'clock game. You don't have that mid-afternoon slate. You don't have that in prime time slate with TCU. This is definitely a trap game here. So all eyes going to be on that TCU game as well. So for what it is, TCU ain't out of the woods yet there. That's one of the 11 o'clock games there. The other one in Ames between 4-3 Oklahoma and Iowa State, 3-4 going in there as well. Oklahoma got their first, I believe, conference win, if I'm not mistaken, there. I'm going to go to the standings here. They got their first win last week against KU there as well. So Oklahoma, Iowa State there as well. Those teams, I mean, for what, again, I don't want to, one of these teams, if Oklahoma loses again, they're definitely out. But three losses already in the conference, that's a tough mountain to climb there already. We'll see what they come up with in Ames. That's an interesting slate of games for that 11 o'clock slot. And then, of course, you got our game at 2:30 here in Manhattan. Those come out. Be ready to rock and roll, K-State Nation. Be ready to rock and roll, K-State Nation. On Saturday afternoon. And then the primetime slot this week features a pair of 4-3 teams. Baylor goes to Lubbock to play Texas Tech there as well. So that's a 6-3 slot right there as it stands right now. TCU all alone in the conference right now. The number one spot right now, 4-0. And, of course, still one of the last unbeatens there in the nation. Then this our game, which we're going to focus, put a bracket on it, folks. Oklahoma State, K-State. This is for our opportunity for sole possession of second there as well. So for all the negative talk around here, including on this podcast here, K-State can still right the ship. And we got some good news, actually, today on the injury front as well. As I'm thinking about the quarterbacks, Julius Brents and Josh Hayes are expected to play against Oklahoma State on Saturday. So, a huge lift there for all it is worth there. Obviously, the big miss there, Daniel Green, is going to be most likely going to miss the game and maybe a couple more. That's a huge loss, and it showed last week there as TCU just punished us on the ground there with that running game. But, yeah, this is an opportunity for K-State to right the ship. You lose this game, it's just going to be too hard. It's going to be too hard. You're going to have to depend on a lot of dominoes and all this other stuff. You want your control of destiny to go to Arlington, what it's worth, and who knows who's going to be at quarterback. You got to take care of business at home. It's just what it is there. TCU did what they needed to do. Come from behind everything, battle back and everything, and defended their home field. Now it's K-State's turn. Can you do it? Can you do it for 2 weeks in a row, beginning on Saturday afternoon against Oklahoma State? We'll find out on Fox. If you're going to be there, K-State Nation, definitely bring the noise, folks. Our guys are going to need it for sure. Got to do what you got to do, Chris Klieman and company. You want to come out on top and still have an opportunity for a sniff at Arlington, the Pro Project Podcast. Get it wherever you get your podcast. That is the we'll conclude the Week 9 slate of games this weekend for the Big 12. We'll see what K-State does on Saturday afternoon. Again, the Pearl Project Podcast. You can find it wherever your favorite podcast provider is there as well. A lot of content this week again. We did it again. Definitely, you missed out on any of the dailies this week. Please go check it out. But as usual, though, if you're not a subscriber, if you're a K-State fan, you're not subscribed to the Pearl Project Podcast, please do that. We're the only K-State podcast to post daily content every day. That includes the weekend, Saturday, and Sunday, which this is going to be posted on game day Saturday as well. As you listen to this, it's going to be game day in Manhattan once again after a month after the last home game, which I think was Texas Tech, if I'm not mistaken. That's how long it's been since Case has had a home game. Bring the noise. They're going to need it because this is a huge game here. You win this game, you control your destiny. You do not have that control destiny there as well. You're going to have a whole lot of, and yes, it's wide open, but you don't want to be put in that position if you're Chris Klieman and the rest of the guys on this football team, the staff, everything else. So again, we'll see what happens. 2:30, interesting game between two ranked opponents in the top 25. K-State clinging on to a top 25 spot right now. You lose this game, you're definitely going to get knocked out of that as well. So stay tuned for more coverage of the podcast. I'll plenty more around the horn with K-State Athletics this weekend. You got cross country, soccer, battling for a postseason berth. Got women's golf wrapping up their fall schedule. And I might be living out something else too. But yeah, there's just so much going on right now. Basketball, folks, at this very time, next week begins preseason in Ramledge. Yes, sir. Head coach Jerome Tang and Jeff Mitty, respective head coaches for the men and women's basketball teams. They're going to be hitting the hard floor. And the same thing, we're going to bring up all the postcast of every basketball game. Pretty much what we did last year for most of the games anyways, I think. So definitely, you want to be subscribed to this podcast. Have all the recaps of all the basketball games and the rest of the fall semester for K-State Athletics here in 2022.